Blog Talk Radio.
Yay, yay. Yay, Beezy. You know that B stand for boss, bitch. Fuck a nigga or a bitch, especially if they think they slick. Bitches posting about a nigga, whole time he a trick. And I'm finna go win. Hold up, let me take a sip. Whole time bitches liking niggas and they ain't no shit. I don't care about a nigga and I don't care about a bitch. I want money, 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 give me that and give me this. What you niggas got to offer? Nah, shit, I'm a hypnotic drinking, smoking weed ass bitch. You know that back end came and I ain't running out of that. Back door open, put a bitch in the bag. You know I'm block rich, bitch, so I ain't running out of cash. 2020 dollars, might push and do the dash. Bitches playing in they pussy, bitch, go play up in the back.
You know what I hate, man?
I hate a second place runner up, old hating ass bitch. I be really in my bag, you hoes be really penny pinching.
I heard they hating cause we ball out, sightly cause we call out. The big dogs that walk tall, little dogs, we'll stump y'all. No bite but your bark loud, too much noise, get knocked out. Run up, get knocked down, who want what, get knocked around. Sexy as hell, call me knockout, block my teddy, you'll find out. How cold I am when I'm hot, this ain't that so bitch not. Don't get it twisted, I snap off, about my paper if it's short. Love low money, I'm in the zone, love low money, I'm in the zone.
Bless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the music, man.
She wants
it's
to
for the ladies, them, you know. I start with each man. Are we here tonight? Let's go.
Get them blessed. She wants a rude boy that's wicked in the bed, in the bed. Hyper rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best. She wants a rude boy that's wicked in the bed, in the bed. Hyper rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best. Me not to be a lighter man, forget that slam from woman. The girl them love it when them want to call me be joke a jam. No cater about her brother, no cater about her man. No cater about her father, only me at the dance. She want the rum, I got the stamina, service her plan. Catch me on the beach with my natural tan. No shirt in a me short, it's every man, woman. Some boy no like that, fuck them M1. But tell them bring it on, cause I don't give a damn. Them see me and the know me want me. Know me gonna show me, set them one. Happy from me, cause them see the gala blow me. Peace, tell them set it. Money, tell them bet it. Son, don't sweat it. Hey yo, you're gonna get it. When me step up here, the place they say damn, who that? To them people with Margie and them, she fed. Pity old, I bra, pussy old, I beg. She wants a rude boy that's wicked in the bed, in the bed. Hyper rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best. She wants a rude boy that's wicked in the bed Hyper rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best.
Can feel peace from the oil you overlay. You apply on your body each and every day. Absolutely blooming misty, y'all. Is that the fragrance you wearing? Oh Lord, mamacita, won't hesitate to eat ya. I'm head over heels in love with your features. Let me circle my tongue around your areola till you get red and your nipples start to swollen. Roman D, no K-I-D. Gotta be able to take it all while riding me. Slick talking to have you crip walking. Weak in the knees, baby, let's stop talking. Put these wild thoughts to use, knock books. H-Town, baby, I know you well seduced. Wet between your legs, I call that love juice. Preparing for my love muscle to slide in you. She wants
rude boy that's wicked in the bed, in the bed. Type of rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best. She wants a rude boy that's wicked in the bed, type of rude boy that keep her well fed,
well fed.
Sexually and financially set. She wants the best, she wants the best, she wants the best. 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 She wants the best.
No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. Best of intention, going through the losing attention. Believe in a positive vision, have a good time, that is your mission. Close your eyes, dance through the sky. Just let your body move through the vibe. Feel the beat in your heart, lost in a moment, feel the spark. Dance through the sky, dance through the sky. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Now open your eyes. Look left and look right. Sing this with me if you came to have fun tonight. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. This music hitting so loud, yeah, it's taking the crowd. Are you feeling it now? That's what I'm talking about. Down to the sky. If you came to have fun tonight, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country. No matter where you come from, no matter what you've done, no matter which way you choose, we all love the country.
There is nothing like tonight. You look like the light that lit up the whole sky. Don't even ask me why. You look so good when you don't even try. You look so good when you don't even try. You look so good. You look so good. You look so good when you don't even try. Oh, you got that smile. Oh. then let's keep up this trend. You make me feel alive again. Good night cannot be the end. It's just a blink of an eye, and the signs in the sky. Words caressed in daylight. Don't even ask me why. You look so good when you don't even try. You look so good when you don't even try. You look so good. You look so good. You look so good when you don't even try.
Okay, I know y'all can hear me now. I got a new board. If y'all didn't hear what was going on, I got a new board and trying to figure out how to run it and work it and all that. So I'm gonna try a few things because this is like really, I didn't get a chance to do a test run. So we're gonna see what I could do and make it pop because y'all know I'm gonna figure it out. Okay, let it go like a. Hold on. Yeah, I know you can hear me now. I switched it over. You need to call in so we can get your interview going. That's to who just messaged me. So, yeah. Call in to the telephone number, and I'll get the interview popping. And I'm just trying to figure out the sound effects and stuff on this board. We might not use it tonight. I'll get it figured out in due time. But, yeah, I'm not getting no sound effects or nothing right now. So I'm going to figure that part out because maybe I'm supposed to still leave something plugged up. But we're going to get back into this music until we get our interview and our Spotlight Artist of the Week on the line. So let's see who we got. Who we got? Who we ain't heard in a second? Oh, you know what I want to hear? This is what we're about to do. Y'all know what we're about to do. E.B. Marie with the intro on Your Majesty.
Yeah, I'm a mean motherfucker. When I'm in the mood, I can be a mean motherfucker. What you mean, motherfucker? What you need, motherfucker? You don't want shit. You just want to steal, motherfucker? Nah, I ain't got no time for that shit. I'm really trying to get rich. You niggas gon' die for a bitch. Get the fuck out my face or I make you say hi to this bitch. I'm not finna play with you kids. I'm finna check a bag quick. Big spending is a habit. I'm not finna have this. And if I want it, I'ma grab it. I'm the type to make your man slip, so you better grab him before EB go have him. Spending all your fucking cabbage on a couple bags, sis. Cause you know that it can happen. happen, cause you know I gotta have it. Listen up, it's a case by case situation. We in and out just like penetration. We taking over, can't concentration. It's key when it comes to the shit I'm baking. So sit back and watch me take it. Sit back and watch me make it. Ain't shit you can do, you better watch it shaking. If you make the wrong move, then down with taking. Nigga, I'm amazing, attitude fire blazing. Don't fuck with too many cause y'all be flaking. Can't count on y'all real cause y'all be faking. Think of billions, you can't see the sense I'm making. Attention, motherfucker, hut. When I come through, y'all know what is what. It's the E and the B, and everything that I need is laying right in between the cheese cut. EB, I let these niggas know off the
Zephyr.
Vision. I am EB, and don't you ever forget it. I am a queen, so get the fuck out your feelings. Some call me mean, that's okay, I'll be the villain.
I am your majesty, 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 I am your majesty. I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty.
He hear ye, I be, fear me, when I run on that dick and me, weary, he know that I'm shit, he wanna gear me, got me all up, I can clearly see. What's up, the sees me, don't stop till I come. If you think it's ready to run, some shit spice on a little fun. Sometimes I play nothing, think I'm the one. I won't think twice if I got a bust one. And yeah, I can fuck up like me a gun. Nobody can mouth cause I'm none. She look at me as a threat, all you can see is my chest. He really think I'm the best, Evie ain't really impressed. I don't really know about the rest, but Evie she really ain't stressed. You niggas be claiming the set, and Evie be chasing a check. Yeah,
I don't imagine. I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your majesty, I am your, I am your majesty.
I know
can feel it cause I see it in your eyes.
Look around and I see a hatred.
I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too. I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too. Really sacred now. People using the internet to pimp their own child out. It's like somebody told the whole world to wild out. Nicks with the cannon, got them singing like Mariah now. Still through it all, I thought at least I had you. Blinded by love, so I couldn't see the truth. Tripping like Sade, you was my sweetest taboo. Damn, now I'm looking at the sky. Said you wouldn't do this to me, said you not that guy. Now I'm sitting here asking God why. I thought it was gonna be me and you for life. Love I thought was sacred just cut me like a knife. To be honest with my kids, that was there for me. Strong for me, even though they were scared for me. Cause you got possessive, like I was your territory. Hard on my sleeve, I guess you had to tear it for me. Cause I see it in your eyes too. I know you feel it cause I see it in your eyes too.
Can y'all hear me out there in radio world? You can hear me? Please press 1 so we can get the interview going. And, yeah. I'm ready. Okay,
what's up?
Hello?
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 Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Who we got on the line and what's up?
This your girl, Artemis Raven.
Okay, so it's been a while. I know since we got in touch with you, and this thing is crazy, so that's why I'm trying to upgrade, get new boards, new condenser microphones, and different stuff like that. So it was really kind of like a test run because I got a lot going on. But I do want to apologize for every time you're on the show. We only get a chance to play one song, but it's just crazy because if I don't get the music like ahead of time and in enough time, trying to load it at the last minute, the system is not very friendly once the show starts, you know? So it starts giving me loading issues and different stuff like that. So I personally would like to apologize for that, and I am going to make it up to you. So let's just hop straight into this interview. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so why don't you tell everybody what inspired you to do music and what type of music you do? Like, give everybody a feel on you. Give them a little short bio, a little intel.
All right, what inspired me is just that music is therapeutic for me ever since I was growing up. So that's why I sought refuge at it, just by writing, being poetic. And then I just took to music. And it just stuck with me throughout since I was a kid. Like, I think my first song I wrote, I was like 8 years old. It was, I think it was a gospel song that I actually wrote for the youth choir. But I don't remember the song itself.
crazy. Gotta have that first. It's the first.
Yeah.
So my next question that I want to ask is, like, what, you know, like you said, right?
Well, I'm an animal lover. A lot of people don't know that about me. I enjoy it. I have three pets. Fur babies.
What kind of pets you got?
I got two dogs and one cat. A Yorkie and a Belgian Malinois and a regular cat. my Belgian.
Oh, she got bumped off the line, y'all.
I'm here. I don't know. I think that was my little headphones right there.
Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. Y'all see, it's real underground, real independent radio. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you don't have technical difficulties. Sometimes crazy stuff might happen. Y'all can expect all the type of stuff that happens at 9:00. But to hop back into the what really is
hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Were you able to hear the question that I asked?
Yeah, what question did you ask? Because it went out.
I said, where is your inspiration and what type of content that you have? Okay, artists, they have creative styles. I can hear everything, like, on this end. I got a headset on, and I just got somebody else that's nearby that as well. So, check your earbuds if they powered up. So, sometimes that happens, or I don't know. The bad. I'm going to try to take you offline, because I can hear you on the other side. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn your mic off and turn your mic back on.
I can hear you now.
Okay. The question before we got to having our little technical is with where did the inspiration come from? What type of time can that look like? Say something here, Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay, I can.
You can hear me? How you doing today?
Okay, so we can back up.
Okay.
We definitely gonna have to sound like how this going. So, Artemis, can you hear me now? Let me see if I can hear you. How we doing? We'll get the song played. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you. And he can hear you too. Keep talking.
Is that trying to say something? Can you hear me perfectly? It's just on my end. I don't know what's going on, like, as far as the reception.
Oh, well, this one for the show. 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to be able to hear yourself. If that makes sense, if that's what you do in the property, then you say to yourself, if that's what you say to yourself. Now, this part's not going to be. Okay, I can figure that in now.
need about a time. Come back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I can get you just perfect. Come on. So let me try to turn her mic on. Who's trying to say something to her?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but very lowly.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's low. But I do hear you talking, and I hear her. I can hear your lady friend. She's still on the line.
Yeah, I can hear her on the line, too. I can hear her line going in and out.
Yeah, you
like,
louder now.
Can you
hear
me better now?
Yeah, you got louder.
I bet I did.
Yes, we got louder now.
Okay, now, back to the business. I'm turning your mic off, OG. All right, now this is the thing. This, now you can hear me perfectly fine, right? Because I can always hear you. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now, loud and clear.
Okay, now back to the original question that was asked. What inspired you and what type of content we can expect from Artemis Ray?
What inspired me is the fact that I get to be myself, I think, more so in my music than I was just in general. Because in general, I was, because I'm not doing it no more, but I was always school, always looking over my back. I always had people bombarding me with their own beliefs of, you know, who I should be, what I should do. And so me taking on doing music, it kind of like helped me to be more expressive and not care about, you know, what other people was thinking that I should do, especially when it comes to like religious groups and stuff. Now I don't give a dog though, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. But music, that's what inspired me to really kind of go in that direction, because it was so therapeutic for me.
Well, probably as well, because at the same time, you was also blossoming and growing as a woman. You know what I'm saying? So that was probably, you know, what brought on set and brought that on. Because I do know, like, I don't know, probably by the time I took my music career seriously, I was already, like, way mature. And I already, you know what I'm saying, like my own person, I already grown. I came in the game. I managed myself, all that. You know what I'm saying? I had no contract, hit some of the biggest stages and everything. I was just like, nope. Y'all ain't talking right. Y'all ain't acting right. Either I'm going to show up or I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And just really from jump, just left it that way. But then I grew. You know what I'm saying? Also, perfection.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because then I had more duty with managing myself. So, you know, and with doing that, you will professionally have to grow, because you'll have to handle the professional stuff for yourself without assistance. And, it, you know, it did, I always say one area of life carries over into the other. A question that we always ask with my interviews is, like, what is your favorite hood meal? Like, can you tell us, like, what is the thing that you could think is something that's eaten in the hood or considered ghetto, but it's your favorite, and give us the recipe.
I'm going to have to go with, what is that considered a hood delicacy? Poke and beans and wings.
Yeah, that probably be considered a hood meal.
If not, I can definitely go with ramen noodles, man. That's my shit with some hot sauce.
Okay, that definitely qualifies. Okay. And what would you tell, like, if someone came to you right now and, you know, was like, hey, I'm thinking of doing music, like, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to take their time. First, to do a lot of research, because it's 99% business. Or whatnot. You could be talented as heck, but if you don't know the business side too well, you will get ripped off or gypped off. People will steal your music. You probably gone through that yourself. Sometimes you might look up and find something you done wrote on somebody else's song or whatever, and you don't even know that person.
I would also tell them to learn themselves as an artist. You get what I'm saying? It's okay. You're going to have some hits. You're going to have some misses. And not to, like, you know what I'm saying, not to
beat yourself down, right?
Over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to, you got to make mistakes in order to get better.
Is that, how can you succeed if you're not failing, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of these young artists are going to learn, because like you said, yeah, you could be counting and running up a bag and all that, but when it really boils down to it, you know, it's the business of it, and you're correct. It's 99% business, 1% entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And,
exactly. It's paperwork.
Yeah, they think it's TV. You know, they think it's what they see on TV. They don't understand, like, legends, people that's been in the game and that's been doing it since we was little, like, how did it really go? You know what I'm saying? And how long it even took to even get to a platform or in a position to where we could reach back. You know what I'm saying? Because we was reaching and blossoming and growing ourselves. So that's what I'm talking about. Like let's give them a little bit more insight. Tell me, like, one of your worst experiences, like, with working with someone, like, if it was a producer, like, what was the hardest thing, like, the hardest song to ever finally get completed, and for what reason, why?
The hardest song to get completed and the reason why would be, I would say it was one of my older songs. And that would have been What's Going On. I believe that was a track you had played years ago when we first met up. It was the hardest because, like, at the time, it was hard trying to find an engineer that could suit my vocals. You know what I'm saying? Because they were, most of the people that I was meeting, they were all used to dealing with just rappers. So they was always putting rap mixes on R&B vocals.
Yeah,
or whatnot.
Yeah.
So because the song was a mix of R&B with a little rap singy, because I started off as a rapper, so I started integrating it. They didn't know how to really mix the record as a body. You know what I'm saying? So it was just all over the place. I was so frustrated.
Yeah, and I tell people that a lot. Like, everybody don't know how to record no singer or no female singer.
But exactly. They don't. Like, so thanks to them, I'm glad I found some people now that does know how.
Mm-hmm. Always a blessing when you get that one, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, as an artist, you want your stuff right.
Correct. You know? You don't want to put the time, the money, and everything into it and, you know, end up with a garbage. You know, like I can say, like, probably a lot of my first beginning tracks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, they just putting it together and putting it out, you know?
Agreed.
Here's what you hear when you wrote your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And not just that day, you know what I'm saying? You get a working body, you know what I'm saying? You get acquainted with working with somebody like that. They already know. Y'all come up with a formula together. It's all about a
correct.
Formula. It's all about a formula too. You know what I'm saying? When you creating your songs and stuff. So if you have somebody that really don't know what they're doing or know how to mix, because for instance, it depends on what type of artist you are as well. That's why I'm saying they have to know what type of artist they are. Okay, are you gonna be a rapper? And me, I say artist because I don't like putting myself in a box. Because I could easily say, okay, yeah, I can spit because that's how I started. You know what I'm saying? But I don't
for
say
sure.
that no more. I just say I'm an artist because you don't know what I'm gonna do on the track. And I like to keep
exactly.
it that way. Because once people just say, oh, well, she's a singer, that's all they look for you to do is sing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already know. You know, that's why I keep it versatile and switch up on them. I didn't wrote a country song. I'm going to have to send it to you. You're going to have to check it out. You're going to be like, you clowning. I created the music and everything for it. And I created the music and everything. I was like, let me just try it. And it kind of, like, really worked. So I'm excited, you know? It helped me realize.
Okay,
I was like,
I'm letting it.
Yeah, I was like, this is how K. Michelle do it so easy. You know? It was real simple easy. I'm going to most definitely have to sit and see you check it out. But give us, we're going to hop into this song. So, you know, let us know about this song, what we about to hear.
Okay, which one are we going? We're going up with hashtag Lies, Deceit, and Confusion. That's my main baby right there.
Yeah, that's the one that that uploaded. That's the one that I got.
Yeah, that
so,
one.
Yeah,
let tell you a little bit about that. Huh?
Yeah, tell us about that. How you came up with that concept for that, and then intro it, and we gonna hop into it.
Okay, well, one of my producers he always sent me like beat packs and beats and wanted me to check out, like to help him out a lot with instrumentation and things like that. And so he sent the beat over and he's like, oh, I'm finna sell, I'm gonna put this on the market to sell. So when I heard it, oh, hell nah, man, I could do something with that. And he was like, okay, I got you, or whatever. I shot, shot him the breath for that. And then that same night, I think, two, three nights later, I was just in my house with the lights off, and once the beat started, like, the lyrics just started coming, and it just come from a place of just, like, because I told myself for the EP that I wanted to do grown folk stuff. I want to talk about things that has hurt us, things that, a lot of us go through. It's not just for females, it's for men, too, because we all go through the same thing because we're human. You know what I'm saying? So we always got people lying. You always got people being deceitful. You those two things lead you to being confused. So that's why I came up with that, lies, deceit, and confusion. You know what I'm saying? It's predominantly towards talking about relationships as far as a romance, but it's also talking about you could take it however you want, like far as platonic and business. Like, people lie, deceive you, and confuse you every day in any type of field. That is what is platonic relationship or business-wise. So I just wanted to come from a place there because a lot of people take advantage of good-hearted people. So I just wanted to do a song kind of touching on that.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and intro it, and we're about to hop into it. You want me to intro?
All right,
y'all.
For you to do the
intro. Okay, no, I got this. Hold on, because I want to play with this board a little bit. So, look, check this out, though. All right, y'all heard it. That was Artemis Raven. What we about to do is hop into her song, Lies, Deceit, Confusion. On Thursday Night Live, the female takeover. Let's go. Yeah, y'all seen shots that been fired. You just killed that. You about to hop back in with her because I got to talk to her for a second, girl. You killed that track. Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Girl, you killed that track, girl.
Thank you.
You murdered that. Yeah, you murdered that. I love it. I like it. You know, because like you said, I've been listening to your music for a while. You definitely right. Yeah. They got that sound. It sounds great.
Yeah, that's called level elevation right there.
Yeah. I like it. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you at, find your music, shoot your link, do all that, take the time to do that right now. I'm going to play that again before we get up out of here. Know that.
Appreciate that. Yeah, y'all can find me strictly Instagram, I am Artemis Raven Music, and if you click the link in that bio, it's going to take you to all things Artemis Raven, so that way you have one area you could go to, and you can find me everywhere else through that link that's on my Instagram.
Okay, y'all heard what she said. Make sure y'all go check her out. I can't wait. Now, I'm going to hurry up and try to load this other song to make sure we got it ready for next week, and then if you got time, most definitely come through, and we can do a do-over by then. I could have figured this board out a little bit more and have everything, you know, a little bit smoother. Because I figured out what was happening. I'm going to get it together. I do apologize for the technical difficulty that was at my part. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to owe you a new updated interview. But we're about to play that song again. It's hot. And look forward to...
Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Who was that?
Yeah, look.
Awesome.
So, yeah, y'all. We about to hop back into this Artemis Raven live Defeat and Confusion. And just make sure y'all go check her out on all platforms. We'll holler.
Raven.
Six, four, six.
Lies, deceit, and confusion. Lies and deceit ain't amusing. Lies, deceit, and confusion. Lies and deceit ain't amusing. Do you love me? Or do you wanna use it? Do you care for me? Or you wanna abuse it? The heart I have, the energy I grab, the light it shines to pass, my kindness. I can't trust nobody, I can't trust a soul. Lie to me, play your role. Words are just words, act to speak louder. For what it's worth, you say you protect me, but all I perceive is pain. What the future holds, what is left to gain? I can see you saying things, people hold on to you just to gain access. They'll try to fool you. Intentions are unclear, intentions are sincere. Be aware, very aware. Clear your energy. And confusion, lies and deceit ain't amusing. Lies, deceit and confusion. Lies and deceit ain't amusing. Say, do you really love me? Or do you wanna use it? Do you care for me? Or you wanna abuse it? The heart I have, the energy I grab, the light it shines to pass, my kindness. I don't get your chances. Healthy situation, I try to maintain. It's only with silence when all I get is pain. I need a suitor who don't play a game. Who can walk it like they talking? Who can walk it like they talking? I just need a real man. Ain't amusing. Lies, deceit,
mama.